So, a warm hello to all of you, and welcome to our meditation together. And one of the qualities that this whole series of practices on Anapanasati, this mindfulness of breathing, and probably all forms of Buddhist practice, that one of the things, one of the goals of practice, if I can speak about it that way, is to have confidence in the practice. And to have tremendous confidence in the practice, that that it's really worthwhile to just settle in, to do the meditation, to do the mindfulness, to do the Dharma practice in all its different forms. That people who've practiced for a long time, that confidence is said to become unshakable. And so to practice with confidence, regardless of whether a particular meditation session that you're doing, you feel like you've never meditated before, you're a raw beginner. Or if you feel like, wow, I'm really meditating well today, that from the point of view of confidence, it doesn't really matter whether you're a beginner or an experienced practitioner, or whether you feel stumbling along one day and cruising along the next day. What matters the most is that you have confidence in the practice, and you settle down and do it day in and day out through the ups and the downs, that there's real confidence that this is worthwhile, this is a kind of has great meaning and purpose and homecoming or something. So to enter into a meditation posture, and to gently close your eyes, and to spend a little bit of time exploring your body and your posture to see if you can make small adjustments so the posture is a confident posture. Even if you don't feel confident, can you assume a confident posture? For some people, that's sitting up a little bit straighter, or feeling a little bit more grounded. Maybe it's having the chest a little bit more open and expansive. And then as you exhale, to relax your body. Relax the muscles of your face. Softening, releasing the shoulders. Maybe there's a release that can happen in the heart area. Maybe there's a softening in the belly. Releasing of the holding, any holding in the belly. And then look around your body and see if you can find some part of your body that you associate with confidence. Maybe there's a feeling of confidence that's available now, or simply a place that, if you were to be confident, that's where it lives for you. Maybe for some people it's the hands or the feet. Some people the belly or the chest. Some people just a broad feeling throughout the torso. Where does confidence live in you? And perhaps, in reference to this location for confidence, maybe in reference to whatever confidence you have, however small it might be, to begin breathing together with confidence. Breathing with your confidence. Being confident with your breathing. Perhaps having some confidence in the practice of mindfulness of breathing. Where the confidence is in the practice, not in what you're experiencing. No need to look for validation or doing it right or experiencing some particular state. What's important is the simple continuity of the practice, one breath after the other. There's no need to strain or push or with the mindfulness. Being confident in an open-handed mindfulness, relaxed, receptive awareness, with a confidence in it that you're ready, always ready to begin again with your breathing, mindfulness of breathing. A confidence where it doesn't matter so much that you wandered off in thought. It only matters that you begin again and again. And a confidence of hanging in there one breath after the other. That's all you need to do now for this meditation. Gently, lovingly, continuously. Confident in the simplicity of practicing mindfulness, awareness of the body breathing. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to evoke again the idea of confidence. Confidence can be a strength that we bring to the important things of our life. And one of the important things is our care for the world around us. Our generosity, our goodwill, our compassion, our love. And to have enough confidence in these things that we bring forth our care, our compassion, our love, even when it's difficult. Enough confidence that we don't get distracted from it easily, thinking that other things are more important. To be confident in our capacity to look upon the others and look upon the world with our kindness, friendliness, our goodwill. And perhaps there's a way that meditating clarifies what is important, so that we let go of some of the things that are not so useful to have at the center of our preoccupation, our concern. And so there's room for compassion. And may it be that our practice of meditation supports us in being able to walk through this world, be in this world confidently, confident in our kindness, our care, our compassion, confident in the value of friendliness. May it be that this practice we do supports the welfare and happiness of all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings everywhere be free.